Senior Life Journeys presents Carol Howell's Let's Talk Dementia, a podcast designed to help caregivers find knowledge, power, hope, and smiles in their dementia caregiving journey. Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. Here is your host, best-selling author, Carol Howell.
Welcome to Let's Talk Dementia. I'm Carol Howell, and today I'm thinking about Dolly Parton. You know, one of the songs that she sang was "Working 9 to 5, What a Way to Make a Living." Oh, I like that song. And then "Jolene, Jolene, Jolene, Jolene." I like that song. Oh, yeah. That's easy to sing with my folks with dementia because they can say "Jolene, Jolene, Jolene." Dolly Parton's known to have said, "The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you gotta put up with the rain." Well, as I sit here recording this, it is raining here. Well, I live in Southwest Florida, and this is rainy season, and it rains every afternoon. You can just about count on it. But then it dries up and goes away, and life is dry again. You can go on with what you need to do. Rain is necessary. It does take some rain to bring out the rainbows, and the rainbows in life, well, they're pretty happy. So when you think about dementia caregiving, that's true. When you think about life at all, in any kind of situation, you've got to have the tough times to enjoy the good ones. You've got to go down in the valley before the mountaintop seems quite so fabulous. If you were always on the mountaintop, you might get really used to it and think that's the way life is all the time. Everybody's life is like this. But it's not true, is it? It's down in the valley where we realize that we're human and that we need the help of others and that we need to call upon the Lord to take care of us. You can't do this caregiving journey. I'm just here to tell you, you can't. You cannot. You think you can, but you cannot. It is going to take other people surrounding you and helping you, but most of all, it's going to take the Lord lifting you up out of that valley, helping you make your way up the side of that mountain, and you will reach the top. I don't know when that's going to happen for you, but it will. And you might slide back down a little bit. Might have to fight your way back up again and back down and back up. You know that's life. But there are rainbows in life. And I know sometimes when you're in the middle of cleaning a dirty butt again, or trying to get them to do something they don't want to do, or answering the same question for the 5,000th time just since breakfast, that you're thinking, "This is never going to get better. I am never going to make it through this. This is the worst thing in the world." Well, you know what? It's not the worst thing in the world. It will get better because life will change. But we deal with life as it's given to us. We can't change what we can't change. And I think that's a hard thing to learn. You know, it's like that serenity prayer to accept the things we can change and and then you have to let go of the things you can't change. And I'm trying to learn how to do that in my own life. And I imagine it's something we all try to learn throughout our whole life. But in this dementia caregiving journey, it's much easier when you call upon the help of others. What does that help look like? Well, maybe it's somebody to come in a couple of times a week and give you a break. Maybe they come in at dinner time and try to get your loved one to eat dinner, and you eat all by yourself or with your husband or wherever. But you're not responsible for helping your loved one eat that meal. You get that break. Maybe it means calling and having a phone consultation with me that's free. Maybe it is going to church and someone sitting with your mom on a different pew while you get a break. Whatever. You need that time to get away and to recharge your batteries. You are not the Energizer Bunny. You cannot keep going and going. You are one of those batteries that has to be charged, you know, like on your phone. Well, I hope you're actually better than my phone, because my phone won't hold a charge for no time at all. Maybe my phone should not be used as an example. But you got to take care of yourself, because we're going to have the rain. But by golly, we want some rainbows. And the rainbows in your life, when you're deep in the throes of dementia caregiving, sometimes have to be calculated. They have to be planned to allow that rainbow to come through. Otherwise, we get right in the middle of the rain, and that little rain turns into a big old thunderstorm, and the next thing we know, it's a tornado or a hurricane because we're so overwhelmed. Don't let that happen. You got to be in control of the weather. I hope that you find folks in your life that will help you through the rain and help you see the rainbow. I am happy to be one of those people. Write me, Carol, at carolhowell, H-O-W-E-L-L dot O-R-G. Blessings and smiles. A special thank you to our sponsors, National Association of Veterans and Families, 800-352-2919 or www.navf.org. Contact them for information regarding benefits for the veteran or the spouse of the veteran. Tell them Carol sent you. National Association of Veterans and Families. They speak veteran, so you don't have to. HD Imports, located in Rock Hill, South Carolina, wonderful mechanics for the repair and maintenance of Honda, Hyundai, Acura, Toyota, and Kia. HD Imports, 803-985-0985. I would like to take a special moment and thank you for being a part of Let's Talk Dementia. You can find all of our resources at our website, letstalkdementia.org. Our podcasts, our videos, our books, our blogs, and a form where you can contact me are all right there on the website. I look forward to hearing from you. Blessings and smiles.